Whatever Snape said, legitimacy sounded like mind-reading to Harry, and he did not like the sound of it at all. So he could know what we're thinking right now, sir? The Dark Lord is at a considerable distance, and the walls and grounds of Hogwarts are guarded by many ancient spells and charms to ensure the bodily and mental safety of those who dwell within them, said Snape. Time and space matter in magic, Potter. Eye contact is often essential to legilimency. Well then, why do I have to learn occlumency? Snape eyed Harry, tracing his mouth with one long, thin finger as he did so. The usual rules do not seem to apply with you, Potter. The curse that failed to kill you seems to have forged some kind of connection between you and the Dark Lord. The evidence suggests that at times when your mind is most relaxed and vulnerable, when you are asleep, for instance, you are sharing the Dark Lord's thoughts and emotions. The headmaster thinks it inadvisable for this to continue. He wishes me to teach you how to close your mind to the Dark Lord. Harry's heart was pumping fast again. None of this added up. But why does Professor Dumbledore want to stop it? He asked abruptly. I don't like it much, but it's been useful, hasn't it? I mean, I saw that snake attack Mr. Weasley, and if I hadn't, Professor Dumbledore wouldn't have been able to save him, would he?
Sir.
Snape stared at Harry for a few moments, still tracing his mouth with his finger. When he spoke again, it was slowly and deliberately, as though he weighed every word. It appears that the Dark Lord has been unaware of the connection between you and himself until very recently. Up till now, it seems that you have been experiencing his emotions and sharing his thoughts without his being any the wiser. However, the vision you had shortly before Christmas, the one with the snake and Mr. Weasley, "Do not interrupt me, Potter," said Snape in a dangerous voice. "As I was saying, the vision you had shortly before Christmas represented such a powerful incursion upon the Dark Lord's thoughts. I saw inside the snake's head, not his. I thought I just told you not to interrupt me, Potter." But Harry did not care if Snape was angry. At last he seemed to be getting to the bottom of this business. He had moved forward in his chair so that, without realizing it, he was perched on the very edge, tense as though poised for flight. How come I saw through the snake's eyes if it's Voldemort's thoughts I'm sharing?
Do not say the Dark Lord's name,
spat Snape. There was a nasty silence. They glared at each other across the pensive. Professor Dumbledore says his name, said Harry quietly.
Dumbledore is an extremely powerful wizard, Snape muttered. While he may feel secure enough to use the name, the rest of us...
He rubbed his left forearm, apparently unconsciously, on the spot where Harry knew the dark mark was burned into his skin. I just wanted to know, Harry began again, forcing his voice back to politeness. Why,
you seem to have visited the snake's mind because that was where the Dark Lord was at that particular moment. Snarled Snape. He was possessing the snake at the time, and so you dreamed you were inside it, too.
And Vol, he realized I was there?
It seems so, said Snape coolly.
How do you know? Said Harry urgently. Is this just Professor Dumbledore guessing, or...
I told you, said Snape, rigid in his chair, his eyes slits, to call me sir.
Yes, sir, said Harry impatiently.
But how do you know?
It is enough that we know, said Snape repressively. The important point is that the Dark Lord is now aware that you are gaining access to his thoughts and feelings. He has also deduced that the process is likely to work in reverse. That is to say, he has realized that he might be able to access your thoughts and feelings in return.
And he might try and make me do things? Asked Harry.
Sir? He added hurriedly.
He might, said Snape, sounding cold and unconcerned.
Which brings us back to occlumency,